Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has filed a motion seeking a new trial in the death of George Floyd, arguing that his constitutional right for a fair trial was violated multiple times throughout the proceedings. Defense attorney Eric Nelson took issue with the judge's refusal to grant a change of venue and the decision not to sequester jurors during the trial. There's also an issue where a juror who did not tell the court his support for Black Lives Matter movement. President Biden wants 70% of U.S. adults to have at least one COVID-19 shot by July 4th, a goal he announced Tuesday, along with plans to vaccinate harder-to-reach populations and preparations for vaccinating teenagers. Social media interactions about former President Trump have fallen 91% since January, according to data from NewsWhip. Facebook's 20-person ruling board declined reinstating President Trump to Facebook Wednesday morning. Trump launched his own platform Tuesday, DonaldJTrump.com. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Smuggling by sea has become a popular way to enter the United States. Tim Bird from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The smuggling of illegal immigrants by boat is becoming a more common occurrence off the coast of California. According to data from the U.S. Border Patrol, agents documented 309 maritime smuggling events in the San Diego sector in fiscal year 2020. And agents have logged 157 maritime smuggling events so far this fiscal year. Border Patrol agent Jeff Stevenson reminding everyone.
The smugglers, they don't care about the people they're exploiting. All they care about is profit. To them, these people are just commodities.
How much does it cost? The commonly accepted range now falls between $6,000 and $10,000 U.S. dollars. That's according to an April 2019 study by the RAND Corporation. Prices vary according to how you want to cross when you get to the border. Wally Mason, a California immigration attorney whose clients have entered the country this way, confirms the findings. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The great state of Texas is wide open without any COVID-19 restrictions, and science is revealing COVID cases continue to fall in the Lone Star State. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one dose by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one shot. Admiral Brett Garrard believes that's an achievable goal. The former HHS Assistant Secretary tells Fox News that current trends show that the country is already seeing the light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
70% is not a magic number, but what we're seeing right now in 39 out of 50 states is the R, not to get geeky, but the R is less than one, meaning that cases are continuing to decline, even in places like Texas that are fully open with 100% occupancy, with everybody going around their daily business. So we are really, that light is almost at, you know, we're at the end of the tunnel right now. We're seeing it, and again, very achievable by July 4th to get that that percentage of 70% done.
National Geographic is reporting the 7-day average of new COVID-19 cases in the United States has declined 21% from last week. 11 days after the National Football League draft, the league will release its full regular season schedule for all 32 teams. The 2021 schedule will be released on Wednesday, May 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's never easy, is it? Especially when you have what I call the grief to happiness ratio. And that would be the differential between those two dynamics. What is it going to take for us to move from the grief portion into the happiness portion and move closer to that end? It seems that we're pretty much focused on this hard left, principle wokest idea of how a government should run. And, you know, all they've got to throw at us is money. You know, just keep giving the minions cake and, you know, keep them quiet. That's what this is all about. But the fact of the matter is that somebody's going to have to pay for that sooner or later. And the truth is we all pay for it. You know, don't buy into this idea it's only the wealthy, because everybody pays a price. Because, you know, you got a bunch of dominoes on the table and we're all interrelated. They can tell you they're going to go after the top 1%. Of course, remember, you may be down, because they don't teach you this in school, but I'll give you a little tutorial here. It was back in, about 1913, the powers to be, the political class said, oh, we got to go after that top 1%. Look at all that money they're making. And, you know, the 99% is getting their head handed to them. This is not a bad deal. And of course, the other 99 just all jumped in and echoed the chorus with the political class, and they went after that 1%. Didn't get everything, of course, because, you know, they got money. And regardless of how powerful the government may be, you can be at a certain level in income and with attorneys, and, you know, you've got your own firewalls even back then. And so they were able to skirt around it. But interesting what happened after that. Of course, we didn't have the IRS. We didn't have a taxing you know, system at that point, but what it did, it opened the door to the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, that guess what they did? After they said, well, you know, these guys are too formidable. We can't go after them, but hey, let's go after the 99. They don't have the attorneys. And that's the way it's been ever since. So every once in a while, you know, the Democrats throw that out there to rile up, you know, the people and the minions, all of us, you know, to say, okay, hey, we're going to go after those guys that got all the money. You know, it's all a joke. It's all an exercise to get you to think that maybe they're going to do something. But meanwhile, you know, hey, we'll just keep spending money. We've got the, you know, the vault is open to the people's treasury, and we're coming in with our money bags and our carpet bags, and we're just loading it up and paying off political favors and, you know, buying up votes for people. But it's all a matter of deception and just a very swift shift of and sleight of hand gesture. I mean, this is like follow the pea, right? Underneath the walnut shell. I mean, it's like we've gone through this dance time and again, and too many people continue to fall for this kind of deception. Now, in the midst of $6 trillion, you know, they spend money, but nobody, there's no fiscal discipline to say, oh, well, you know, we could afford this if we cut back this. Or if we had just, we take money from here, we've noticed that we've got duplicative waste in 17 agencies, and, you know, we got billions of dollars lying in them thar hills. Let's move that, and we'll re-jettison and repurpose that money that will do us more good, because times have changed and we need to shift our dollar focus. Because meanwhile, you know, the other thing that's going to happen, in which nothing's being addressed here, I mean, we're talking about some infrastructure issue, which is no doubt is serious and has been said, and Donald Trump made a move to that end, but got resistance from the Democrats. Just like anything that was positive, they wanted to resist, including, you know, police reform, which Tim Scott championed, and he's championing again, and to his credit. And we're getting some bipartisan deal, which was quite interesting. If you remember in Tim Scott's speech, he says, you know, when we were talking about COVID, we had five bills pass that were bipartisan, over 90%. And it was incredible, right? And here they have, you know, they passed one bill this year under the new regime, and it was along party lines. There was no bipartisan, zero bipartisanship. It was all brought to us by the Democrats. This is what they've done time and again, and we're going to end up paying the price. And if you think that it's only going to be the wealthy, well, it just doesn't. It's never happened that way. It never will happen that way. But we need to have some fiscal responsibility, and we need to have high-educated voters. We need to have people who are involved. This is what we, the people, is all about. We, the people, isn't passive. We, the people, is active. And you've got to get on the phones. You've got to let your leaders, your representatives and legislature know that they need to hold the line on all this spending. $6 trillion is ridiculous when it's only going out, and all the money that we're talking about. We continue to grow government. Really, is that what you want? I mean, nobody's asking the question, is that what kind of government, what government do we want? Let's just say we have a clean sheet of paper here, okay? No money's on the table. Let's just design a government. This is what our founding fathers did, by the way. And they said, okay, here's the government. Here's the way it should operate. This should be their focus. And ever since then, you've had political interests that want to continue to expand government to the point that it's the blob right now. And it just continues to eat up the people's money, resources, and our freedoms. This is what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't see this, you're going to get overrun, and you're going to wonder. Because even at this point, people are waking up to it and go, how did we get here? Well, we got here one step at a time. That's what progressives do. They move one step, even if it's half a step, as long as they keep going forward. They just keep moving the ball, kicking the can up the road until it gets more and more massive. And to the point right now, all in the name of COVID, they say, oh, we got to be there and help the people. Well, how are they helping people? By paying them not to work. This is what's going on. And as I mentioned to Rick Manning and to others, the other unintended consequences is that you've got people, you know, they'll go, okay, take advantage, tax-free money, I'll just take the money from the government. And then how many of those people, you know, they're going out of their blithering heads. They don't want to go back to work because that's going to stop the easy money. So then you get this black market, you know, under the table labor force that's going on again. Because this seems to happen consistently when the Democratic Party is in charge. This happened under Obama. Big numbers. I think we're talking over 8 million of our labor force was involved in the black market. So they were getting paid under the table. Because why? Because the government decided they knew better and had to come in with this massive health care system that debilitated everybody, got their insurance canceled. And after it's all said and done, you know, here we are with Obamacare. And how many people is it servicing? You know, what, 10 million people, something like that? I mean, it's a minor number compared to this incredible number we were told. Oh, this 30 million people that were out there that needed to be serviced and all this. And I mean, it was a joke the way this thing came about. But the nature of government operations are such as once they've made up their mind and they've determined something to be so, forget about the truth. It is so because that's what they say it is. And after it's all said and done, you know, did Obamacare, you know, did it help us or hurt us? And in my estimation, I believe it hurt us on so many levels in what it did. You know, the entire health the health profession and the industry, from, you know, doctors to pharmaceuticals, everything associated with it, the impact that it had on the everyday American that found themselves suddenly without health insurance. And then, you know, remember, it was supposed to be cheaper and all this other stuff. What a joke. But this is the consequence of voting Democrats into office that say it's okay for them to lie to you, to get away with it. And then what do? We reelect them and we forget. We have got to do something about this amnesia, let me tell you.
You and your loved ones, premium nutrition right now. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
With the Impression Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And as we were saying about this country in which we live in, that we're dealing with a lot. But don't, you know, look at those on the left, the progressives, want us to lose hope. And this whole process of, you know, what we've endured in the past 14, 15 months with COVID should have been an opportunity for us to reset and retool here and think about what we're going to do moving forward. There are certain things, you know, because we're so adaptive. You know, it's been brilliant. I mean, we're not hearing a lot of the success stories that have happened. But when you look at how vibrant our economy remains in the midst of this, in the midst of, you know, blue states locking down, red states opening up, even in the midst of some of these blue states, people have found a way to still, you know, as the saying goes, cream always rises. They rise to the challenge, and God bless them for that, because that is keeping the engines of our economy going. And it's nothing, you know, in my humble opinion, that the government should take any responsibility for, because what they have done is gotten in the way of progress. They're really not promoting it, do you think? I mean, I don't see it. I mean, I just like I said the other day, and I questioned, you know, Joe Biden claiming that the unions had created the middle class. I don't see that. I don't know how he comes up with that calculus, but yet, you know, that's a good talking point. It gets the union all excited. And because the problem I've had with unions from day one, and I've been employed by unions from time to time, with all due respect, and I understand what they're, you know, in the general context of their purpose, it's meaningful. But in actual application, it really gets in the way of real progress and excellence. What I found to happen with unions is that people get dumbed down. I mean, okay, for the consistency of a certain paycheck and, you know, that sort of thing that the union offers, support, health care, and all that kind of stuff, then you give up. Really, what you're doing is you're signing a contract that if you are a hard worker and you're an extraordinary employee and that you should be being paid more, that's not going to fly with unions, because everybody's the same. In a sense, it's kind of a socialist mindset. And this is the frustration that we have right now, clearly, with the educational system. Because they're all topped off. They're all governed, you know, by this one-size-fits-all mentality. You've got this administrative expansion of the education system that it's all about the administrators, not about the teachers. And the teachers are frustrated because they know some things, because they're right there on the front lines. There are things that they know that would work, that would work more effectively for the classroom and the particular students that they've given for the, you know, for that semester or that year. But they can't do it because the administration says nope. The administration class says nope. From on high, this is the way it should be. And here we are in the midst of COVID, and you've got all kinds of disparate thoughts and ideas, sadly, in too many areas where you've got the schools just closed down altogether. Interesting that the teachers are still being paid, of course, which is frustrating for, you know, taxpaying citizens of our country who have had to find other alternatives. And are they getting compensated for that? Is some of that money that we're paying for teachers, is that going to be redirected to the families that have had to incur additional costs through no fault of their own, but because of the circumstances? You know, why should the teachers be 100% healed and the families pay the price? But that's what happens time and again, because the union has made their arrangement with the devil, and that's the Democratic Party, you know, and I'm sorry if that sounds harsh, but that's the way I look at it, because they're not looking for our best interest. You know, it's not coming back, you know, back to us. And it's so goofy. Like, for example, down in San Diego here, the teachers don't want to be in a classroom, but yet they'll manage to go and take care of the young kids, these migrant kids that are coming across the border illegally. You know, although I guess according to the Biden administration, you can't say illegal alien anymore. They've stricken that from, you know, from the lexicon. You know, how dare you, you know, against all part of this propaganda and this narrative that they would want us to believe in, that really has nothing to do with solving the problem. All it's doing is exacerbating the problem. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, you look at it and you go, what are you doing? You had a system in place that was working, and you break it up, and then you want to blame the system before, and you want to come back and claim that it wasn't working. Well, all you have to do is look at the numbers and realize that's one big lie. You know, you're covering your political back ends by lying to people, and or you're also covering your intent by allowing this migration of illegal entrants into our country, and they can't even tell you who they are. And it's not just people from Mexico or, you know, or the triangle, as Kamala Harris would say. It's not just them. I mean, we've got people from Europe, from, you know, terrorist countries that are coming in. They're paying, you know, upwards of $40,000-$50,000 a head to come in the country. And they're not coming here to celebrate and to go to some, you know, some special religious party or anything like that. This is about doing damage to America and getting rid of Big Satan once and for all, because along the way, again, not being a perfect union, only striving to be, our political class has gotten America in a lot of trouble with countries because of the policies that they embraced that they had no business in doing. And so you've got generations of people in the Middle East, for example, that, you know, look at America as the Big Satan. You know, I'll never forget that 60 Minutes interview. It was, I think, Leslie Stahl that was conducting it. And she was talking with, you know, some young Muslims. These are 30-somethings, 20 and 30-somethings. And the one young man challenger said, tell me one good thing that America has done. Because she was trying to understand their heart and ask them, you know, why are they so upset with America? And the perception was by these young people in the room, probably, I want to say, at least, if not a couple dozen, was that, you know, America had interfered and caused lots of problems, and they didn't see them as any positive contributor to their culture, to their lives. If anything, they looked back and all they saw was devastation. And they asked Leslie Stahl, they said, tell us one good thing that America has done for us, and we'll reconsider. And they all seemed to be in agreement. There was not one thing. Leslie Stahl, as an American, there was not one thing that she could say to these young people to defend America. Now, I understand and can appreciate that many of the good things that we taxpayers have paid for in the name of national security and in the name of investing in other countries, how that has gotten diluted and politicized, and the final discernment out of all this investment and goodwill by the American people, oh, by the way, and when there was tragedies and natural tragedies and stuff like that, who were the first people to run into these countries to help them and provide services and health care? It's always been America leading the way. But Leslie Stahl could not even remember or, you know, could even think. I mean, which was quite telling of where her mindset is about this country, which is representative of many on the left who are in the media today, who have a chance to represent our country and do so so apologetically and so shamefully that they can't, they don't even have a talking point to be able to answer a fundamental question like, okay, what good has America, you know, even done, you know, done for Russia? You know, have we done anything good for Russia? Have we done anything good for, you know, certainly we know we've done a lot of good things for Israel. That's pretty obvious. But some of these Arab countries, I mean, here we were not that far away with Donald Trump. We had five Arab countries willing to sign a peace accord with Israel. Now, where is that today? Thank you very much, Joe Biden administration. You know, it's by the wayside. And here we are talking about how important the Middle East is and about calming relationships with Israel there in the Middle East. Donald Trump comes up with a novel idea because he's a business guy. He's not silly enough to say, oh, well, let's just keep doing the same thing that's not working. Let's try and do something different. Let's try and affect Middle East, not through the Palestinians, but through the Arab countries themselves. And shazam, something starts to break through and work. But no, not for Biden. That's too good, because he can't claim any success. He can't, you know, take any credit for it. And whatever credit that he gains now, so much of it has been because of Trump. But he's trying to steal, you know, from Donald Trump. But, you know, unfortunately for him, 70 million plus people know better, because we know what was happening. I'm Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. It's 29 after.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has filed a motion seeking a new trial in the death of George Floyd, arguing that his constitutional right for a fair trial was violated multiple times throughout the proceedings. Defense attorney Eric Nelson took issue with the judge's refusal to grant a change of venue and the decision not to sequester jurors during the trial. There's also an issue where a juror who did not tell the court his support for Black Lives Matter movement. President Biden wants 70% of U.S. adults to have at least one COVID-19 shot by July 4th, a goal he announced Tuesday, along with plans to vaccinate harder-to-reach populations and preparations for vaccinating teenagers. Social media interactions about former President Trump have fallen 91% since January, according to data from NewsWhip. Facebook's 20-person ruling board declined reinstating President Trump to Facebook Wednesday morning. Trump launched his own platform Tuesday, DonaldJTrump.com. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The April pandemic healthcare and vaccine rollout has come about. What do you think about it? Good, bad? We still have people that, are reluctant to get vaccinated for various reasons. We hear that, the president and the administration wants to be able to set the country free again, but they want to see at least 70% of the people vaccinated. But I think it's quite interesting they're not taking into account the people who already have COVID that are immune right now. That is not worked into the calculus. At least I'm yet to see those numbers anyway. Jan DeBacchus is back with us. She's the vice president of healthinsurance.com, and she's got information for us. Jan, we're looking to you. Help us out.
Hi, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
So what is your assessment of this April, vaccine rollout?
Yeah, what we've seen is that in the beginning, the rollout was really bumpy. There were people who, in the seniors, my parents are 80 years old. They had to drive 50 miles each way for 11 p.m. appointments. Since that time, in the beginning of January, I think the rollout has smoothed out, and so now we have, vaccine is available to all adults. It's closer, much closer to home. People are, posting on Facebook, "Hey, my doctor's got it. If you wanna go to the doctor's office." So I think the vaccine rollout, has been effective in the sense that now it's available to anybody who wants to get it. And then the question is, who wants to get it.
Right.
According to our recent survey, 76% of people said they've already had it or will soon be receiving the vaccine. But that leaves 24% of people who are uncomfortable for a variety of reasons. Half of them say it's the side effects. You know, a quarter of them say, you know, it's created so fast and just not comfortable that it's ready for distribution. And so part of what the Biden administration really needs to do is to convince those remaining people that they should get vaccinated or not. And, you know, that's one of the things that I think is left on the table for the vaccine rollout. If what they want to see is everyone vaccinated, then they're going to have to put up a little bit more information to those who haven't made a decision yet.
Exactly. Well, Jan, going into this, I think the number was 20% from the get-go that people just said, no, I don't care what you do. I'm not going to get stuck. And then, of course, then you get all these draconian ideas that you're not going to be able to get on a plane. There's going to be, you know, limitations on your ability to buy goods because you're not vaccinated and, you know, that sort of thing. And but, again, they're not taking into account the herd immunity, which, you know, last time we checked, I mean, why don't you look and see what Israel's doing and some of these other nations that are on the other side of this that have been very successful, and herd immunity has been an important part of the calculus.
Yeah, and I think we did see this morning that Biden's chief of staff said that Dr. Fauci said that herd immunity no longer applies to COVID-19. So, you know, one of the things that we have to determine is to set the goalposts and not keep moving them. Mm-hmm. And so if what we're looking for is herd immunity, or if what we're looking for is the number of people who've been vaccinated, or it's a combination of the two, I think what we have to partially do is determine what is our goalpost and then stick to them, because that's part of what I think is driving some folks to say, you know, why am I going to get vaccinated? The rules keep changing. Or, you know, I probably already had it. Maybe what we could do is go around and have an antibody test for everybody. And then that would be more effective, because that would cover those who've already had it, who haven't. And then there's a third group who is unsure whether or not this is, this is like the flu. How is this different than the flu? I wasn't tested to go on an airplane when I had, got the flu. So, you know, we kind of need to decide as a social group. And frankly, if any business says that you have to have a vaccine passport in order to do business with me, but 20% of people are not going to comply, I'm not sure how many businesses can stand to lose 20% of their income, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think we need to continue to evolve this question together, and I think that we will.
I want to go back to what you said earlier and make sure I heard you correctly. Did you say that Dr. Fauci said that herd immunity has no relevance in the discussion any longer? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I saw this morning that President Biden's chief of staff said that, herd immunity isn't really going to be effective for COVID-19.
Based on what?
I'm not really sure. We'll have to take a look at that a little bit closer.
Isn't that curious?
Yeah,
you have to. What they're doing is they're asking you to suspend common sense here. I mean, with any kind of disease, there you have herd immunity that's involved. And you see, part of the dangerous thing, Jan, like you said, is that because the science has been all over the place, which, you know, for people that understand science, this is not a big surprise, because science is always about asking questions. The problem is
evolving. Yes.
Right. Exactly. And the problem is we have a culture that has been conditioned to, we stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. We there's no such thing as due process. There's no such thing as, let's make sure that we've got all the facts and let's move, casually. I mean, fortunately, right now we've got roughly 24% of the people going, hey, I'm not satisfied with the results here. And I think one common sense thing that you're hearing right now, especially from people, who are pregnant or would be pregnant, and some doctors have said, we haven't even gone through a cycle right now of people who have been pregnant, had a child, and have been exposed to COVID. We don't know. That is still an unknown. What we do know is that there are some women who have who were pregnant, got vaccinated, and had a miscarriage. We've got some information on that. So to me, that's one of those uh-oh things. But meanwhile, people keep, and the government keeps insisting. And to me, every time I see pictures of people getting injected, I'm going, are we going to end up with some unintended consequences in much the same way that we did back in the 50s with, you know, thalidomide babies and how many deformed children that we had to deal with because the government back then knew that they had the answer and healthcare had the answer for women who were dealing with nausea. Is that
right? Right, right. I think we all, you know, wonder a little bit. You know, one of the things about the virus that we do understand is that there are various strains of it. Just like the flu, there are various strains of the flu every year. And so we've already heard from Pfizer that you'll probably need another shot down the road. And so, you know, as we continue to learn, as we continue to grow, I think you're right, there's going to be more information that comes out. And what's really hard is everybody's been, you know, with all this economic shutdown, there's an eagerness to revive the economy. There's an eagerness to get back to normal. And what is that thing that's going to make folks feel comfortable doing so, make states reopen, get people back to work? And as we learn more, you know, maybe we'll get there. But I think part of it is we're balancing how can we, you know, continue to earn a living and feel comfortable at the same time. Some people feel comfortable, you know, without the vaccine, just like, why did we ever shut down in the first place? And others folks really feel like this is, you know, we're really dangerous and we need to take certain steps. And so.
And I respect, Jen, let me tell you, I respect everybody's opinion on this and their concern. Look, if you're nervous and you feel like, hey, I'm not comfortable about doing that. Hey, I respect that. I mean, this is a free country. You should have that ability to do that. And for other people who say, no, I'm okay, or I had COVID, I'm immune, or I had the shot, I'm ready to go back to work, you know, get out of my way, you know, because, you know, however way in which we manage this, I'm not suggesting, and I don't think, you know, the general sentiment, again, is devoid of common sense and that we want to put people at risk. But right now, even where we are, see, what's happened is I think that we have tied an unrealistic expectation, you know, for whatever reason, you know, political or otherwise, to a vaccine. The vaccine was going to be the answer. And sadly, as much as they did that, the ruling class has not really given any confidence to us. I mean, here it is. You got the president of the United States wearing a mask when he's on a Zoom call. Come on. You're at a State of the Union. You've got a limited number of elected officials, assumingly most of them have been vaccinated, all wearing masks. So it's like, again, going back to what you said earlier, and I agree with you, the mixed messages that they've put out there, all in the name of science, I think is compromising the integrity of science itself, just from my perspective. Jen DeBoskis is with us, Vice President of HealthInsurance.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell,
Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
So are we having fun yet? I just asked the question because it's just hanging out there. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, in the midst of it, I guess, you know, even though I, you know, maybe sound a little, you know, satirical about it. Yeah, hopefully you are having fun. And that, you know, like with any opportunity, you know, fortunately, it's not like in this era of COVID. It's not like we're 100% squashed down and that we're 100% oppressed. You know, I was just talking with Jan off the air, and this is what we love about, you know, our humanity. And it's not just here in America, it's around the world. Everybody has their own story and, you know, different political influences and government control and all that kind of deal. And, you know, what I'm looking forward to, Jan, is hearing, you know, these stories, not only of Americans, but people around the world and what they did during, you know, the last 15 months of COVID, you know, how they adapted.
Right, absolutely. One of the things that we found in our survey was 34% of people did some kind of virtual workouts during the pandemic. We've seen the Peloton stock explode.
I know, is that amazing?
And so it's wonderful. You know, there's more opportunities to exercise, more opportunities to get out there and grow. So we're seeing technology grow in new ways. Telemedicine, before the pandemic, 9% of people had used telemedicine. Now 50% of people have used telemedicine. This is one of those things where I always thought, like, why aren't we able to call our doctor and just deal with this over the phone? Why do I have to schlep down to the doctor's office, sit among sick people, wait in the room for a half hour? Now I can just pick up the phone and call and talk to the doctor. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So we've, you know, human industriousness and our will to find new solutions really has brought out some positives, I think, during the pandemic that we would not have otherwise been forced into. Mm-hmm. So that actually has been one of the positives that I've seen overall.
And I think telemedicine, there's no doubt about it. This is, you talk about a shot in the arm. This is what telemedicine needed, is this kind of situation for it to really be catapulted to the next level. Telemedicine is here to stay and evolve even more. Clearly.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it was one of those things where I think the doctors felt like they weren't sure that they could give good service over the phone. Patients felt like, I'm not sure that the doctor can really understand, but, you know, my daughter over the summer got croup and she starts coughing. Now, of course, that's a COVID-19 symptom. She's 4 years old and I'm concerned. I don't want to bring her into an office if she's got COVID. So I called the doctor's office. I said, she's got a cough. They put me on a Zoom. They had her cough and they're like, oh, that's croup.
Yeah.
Right. And they could hear it right away.
What a big relief.
What a huge relief. Yeah. We had a steroid in our hands within 20 minutes. I mean, you can't even get that kind of fast service going to the doctor's office as it is. So why would I ever want to give that up? And why would they? You know, they're able to service more clients this way. They're able to do it in a sterile manner. I think it's wonderful. The thing that made it possible was the government relaxed some of the privacy laws. There were concerns about using FaceTime, Zoom. So for the pandemic, they've relaxed those laws and allowed the doctor to do it without using this real expensive software programs. And
did
so
they also relax some of the
continue.
Did they relax some of the reporting disciplines and demands by the government as well? Because this has just been an uphill battle for the medical profession is that the, you know, all the paper record keeping and paperwork that has to be done. I mean, doctors, you know, are spending, you know, less time face to face with their patients and more time in front of a computer to make sure everything is so, you know, documented because of these regulations.
Right. And so the purpose then, you know, of the relaxing of all these rules is just to allow people to get quicker access to healthcare. And I think that's been a real positive and it's been a huge success. So people who, you know, for example, seniors who have regular appointments because of their diabetes and they get regular care and they're on maintenance mode, do they really need to go into the doctor? No, they don't. Now they have an avenue where they can get their care more quickly and more efficiently from the safety of their home. Why wouldn't seniors love that? And,
exactly.
And that's what we're seeing is that they really are embracing it. So,
and of course, that's been part of the challenge, Jen, as you know, is that some people have been missing their doctor's appointments because of COVID, and by being able to do it and involve telemedicine, they're now able to, you know, get caught up and, you know, have their regular checkups that are so essential. I mean, because in some cases, you can't be missing, you know, a doctor's appointment, especially when you're dealing with something that's chronic.
Right, absolutely. So, like, diabetes management. You know, heart management, and there are all these tools that we have now, right? We have smartwatches, and you can do an EKG from a smartwatch if you have the right smartwatch now. Mm-hmm. And you can report that information into your doctor over the phone, and that can help them monitor a condition. You know, for example, my husband has, malignant skin cancer, and he had something come up, and he was able to work with because it was on his face, able to work with a cosmetic surgeon over Zoom prior to the surgery so that he didn't have to go into the doctor. There are surprising things that you can do over telemedicine. Like, I would never have thought you could get a surgical consult for, you know, a skin cancer.
I thought you were going to tell me that, you know, the nurse walked you through, you know, extracting the cancer off your husband's face. Yeah, get the other. No, not the butter knife. Get the other knife. Okay. Yeah. No.
Yeah, not quite that much, but yeah, it's been I think really helpful, and it's going to be next to impossible to go back from that sort of efficiency and convenience.
Well, and like you say, the other deal is, you know, the other side benefit is telecommuting. I was a firm believer in telecommuting when I was in Los Angeles working with a radio station there, and I had a lot of the staff. And you know, anytime you got in LA, for example, you get in the car; it's an hour drive. I don't care if you're just going to go down to get some groceries; it's just ridiculous how much time you spend on the freeway there.
Wow.
And when we started moving in that direction, you know, my boss questioned it, and I just said, "Trust me, we're going to get a lot more productivity because, you know, I'm as managing a sales team; it's real easy. It's accountable." I mean, you can find out real quick if somebody is selling or they're not selling. They don't need to, you know, come into the office and waste 2 hours a day, you know, coming in and going home. Why not put those 2 hours to work at, in doing a job that is going to be more effective for, you know, for our clients and the radio station. And we found that to be very effective. So I, you know, but again, COVID being, you know, necessity being the mother of invention that has become, whether we're talking about telemedicine, telecommuting, you know, all this has advanced these ideas that have been around for a while. And people are going, hey, you know what? This does work.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what we've seen at our company is that we've had no drop in production. Actually, we've been, you know, more, we've had higher sales and all that over the course of the last year. And so we've had no issues. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk to other people in the community and they say the same thing. There is some sense of, I miss the community. I miss the water cooler talk. And so some folks are looking forward to going back, but they're thinking about half time rather than full time. And I think that that's probably a good compromise. In our survey, we found that 91% of people said that they would miss some aspect of pandemic life. And you could say, my goodness, pandemic life has been so extreme. But when you break it down, it's really things like commuting to work. 36% of people will be missing this staying home. They don't want to commute to work. 41% of people will miss only wearing casual clothes. When you go into work, you have to dress up.
You got to make sure you got your pants on.
Wear yoga pants.
Yeah, you got to have your pants on. You can't be like that guy coming out in his tidy whities and thinking, you know, it was going to be a Zoom meeting, right?
Right.
It's a great commercial.
Yeah,
I love
it. You can't wear yoga pants all day. Yeah.
No. Yeah, exactly. Jan, what are people saying about COVID in terms of, do they have this sense that, you know, eventually we'll overcome it, it'll go away, or is it here to stay?
You know, I think that there's a wise thought, which is if you put COVID into a parallel of the flu, is with us, it's here to stay. So we have 56% of people who think that COVID is never going to go away. And I think, you know, those folks are putting COVID in the category of the flu. You know, we live with the flu. It just is what it is. And so, you know, half of people really believe that this is sort of how it is. And what that means is that we need to adapt and we need to figure out what does life look like with COVID-19 now? Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of that is kind of what we were talking about earlier is, do we need masks? Do we need vaccines? When can we return to work? But, you know, kind of a silly statistic is 62% of people are afraid to cough or sneeze in public, even if the cough is unrelated to COVID-19.
Exactly.
So you just get that side eye and cough.
Oh, without a doubt. You want to spit out a COVID disclaimer really quick, you know?
Yeah. I don't have COVID. It's just allergies.
Yeah.
I'm just coughing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I just swallowed a bug. Forgive me. What are they saying about vaccine passports? What's the sentiment on that? Is that too intrusive?
I was a little bit surprised. Of 1,000 people, 59% are in favor of a vaccine passport, and only 33% of folks oppose a vaccine passport. Now, you know, I think what that means is that we have a significant portion of the population who believes that we should get vaccinated. But really, when you look at it, 33% of people opposing it, you know, if you have a business, the 33% of people will no longer operate at your business if you require a vaccine passport. That's going to be really painful.
Right.
So I think we haven't resolved this discussion yet. This is going to take some time. But, you know, 33% of people actively opposing a vaccine passport is a significant amount.
Exactly. Well, the difference kind of tells me how fear component, how that's influencing that. That's, my two cents into that report and survey. Hey, Jan, you've been awesome. Thank you so much for all the information and the encouragement.
Thank you.
Always good to be talking to you. Jan DeVasquez, Vice President of HealthInsurance.com. That's where they can go for more information, Jan?
Yes, absolutely. HealthInsurance.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final